As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And with the first round pick,
John Elway, Jim Kelly.
Welcome back to the
draft.
And with the first round pick,
Dan Marino.
NFL draft.
And with the first round pick,
Deion Sanders.
Welcome back to the
NFL draft.
Good young players.
What the draft's all about.
You're in and you're out.
Welcome back to the
draft.
Wide receivers, running back.
Tackle.
Quarterback.
Every year in the draft.
Welcome back to the
draft. And with the first round.
I've never heard this.
Yeah, ever.
What's this from?
And with the first round pick,
like of mock songs I like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, basketball,
draft.
Better.
And with the first round pick,
Aaron Rodgers,
welcome back to the
NFL draft.
All right.
Draft tonight. The actual song is like 3 minutes long on YouTube. It's an NFL draft remix.
I can tell it's a remix. Yeah. I can definitely tell that. All right. All right. I can get down with that a little bit. It's draft
no
day.
Argument. Feels
it's
right.
It's draft day. Hope everybody is getting a little excited for what could happen. I know we got to wait a long time till the Chiefs actually do something, but maybe they trade up. Maybe they make us wait a little bit less this evening. So we'll do our own mock draft here coming up in about 8 minutes or so. But we get texts all the time. Hey, what happens if they trade up to this pick? What would it take to get this guy? So let's start with the scenario that's been presented the most. If the Chiefs were to not stay at 31 and go up to where the Vikings are at, which is pick 24, because the rumor is the Vikings would like to stockpile some more picks. Who wouldn't? But they really do. They only have four. So their pick, the way the draft stuff works, every team has a trade value chart. They all know which chart each team is using. They don't all use the same one, but they know what they know. The Chiefs know what chart the Vikings are using. For the sake of this conversation, we're on a site called Draft Tech. Each pick is assigned a point value. You have to obviously equal that point value to make the trade. So according to this chart, the Vikings pick is worth 750 points. The Chiefs pick at 31 is worth 600 points. We can do some basic math. The Chiefs have to come up with an extra 140 points to get to 24.
Which they could do with close to their third round pick, 120 there. So like you could say, maybe they take a little bit less on the value. Maybe you have to toss in a sixth next year or a fifth or fourth next year in order to complete it. So that's the question. James Pierce Jr. is available gold at pick 24. They say, hey man, we'll let you do it. You give us the first, you give us that third round pick there at 96 or 95, and we're good to go. You do it? Are you willing to pull the trigger at that point? Because I feel like I don't know that I
want
to.
So as much as I want them to draft James Pierce Jr., that is with him being at 31. There's not many players I would want them to trade up for. You can talk me into Josh Simmons at 24 to trade up for. I don't think they need to trade up to go get a James Pierce Jr. I think he's going to be on the board at 31 if they want him. I really believe that. Now, a Walter Nolan, a Derek Harmon, maybe they have to trade up to get one. I really don't want them trading up to get a defensive line. Like, to me, the only player
Simmons.
I'm good with trading up
Simmons.
For is Josh Simmons. That's
so
about it, man.
So if it's Simmons and you give up a third this year and let's call it a fifth next year, is that enough value in order for you to do it? Let's just say you trade up a little less far and maybe it's – you're not trading with Baltimore – but you're trading with, the problem is Washington's the same
stuff.
Well,
maybe it's Detroit at 28.
Yeah, because like you could, 26, it's pretty much straight for straight. It's you give up your third round pick at 95 and you're good. If it's Detroit, now what you're talking about is you can get close to trading it with your fourth round pick, but not enough because that's only 40 points in value. You get Kansas City's at 600, Detroit's at 660. So close. Maybe just your fourth round pick at 133 plus a fourth the following year or a fifth the following year because you don't have enough sevenths to make the math work. You're probably doing it. For Simmons, I'd probably do it. And that might be, as you said, for Walter Nolan, I'd probably do it. Once you start talking about this is where I'm asking or showing this now because that's about the earliest I would personally start having to trade up conversations. 26. At 26, I'm willing to pay the price for the fourth round pick in order to do it. That probably means, in my opinion, I'm trading down in the second or I'm trading down with one of my picks in the third and trying to recoup part of what I've lost. I'm going to maybe be in the fourth round again, be in the fifth round where I'm not now and trying to recoup that.
Yeah.
And getting in there. That's probably what I would do there.
You know, trading back is just really tough to do. That's all it is. I mean, it's just really tough to do. I think we say it year after year. The Chiefs have had pick 28 to 32 for 6+ years or whatever at this point. And a lot of times you're like, you know what? I'd be good with, you look at the board and you say, I'd be good with them trading back. And there's a chance that happens again tonight where we're saying, man, I just trade back. And they didn't. And it's not always because they didn't want to trade back. There has to be somebody that's willing to trade back into the first round. And what scenarios present that? So many times we assume that a team is willing to trade back into the first round to get a quarterback. And it just doesn't happen all that often. And so if it's not a quarterback, then is it someone that really loves a wide receiver that falls, Luther Burden or somebody? It has to be something like that for a quarterback or probably for a wide receiver. Very rarely, I would assume, is a team going to trade back into the first round to go get an offensive lineman. So I just usually not the case.
Very rare. So let's do this for a trade back. Let's talk New Orleans. This is the length of back they didn't want to go when they wouldn't trade Felix and Udike Uzama's pick. And it's because they're like, well, we don't want to go to 40. Remember, that was their whole thing. We don't want to go to 40. New Orleans is picking at 40. So, all right, here's the situation. You're picking at 31. New Orleans is offering you a trade. They will give you pick 40 so that they can move up and take Jackson Dart at 31. Let's just, whoever they're trading back, they didn't get the quarterback in the first round. They're coming back. They want your guy. In exchange for that, you will get pick 40, as I mentioned before, pick 93. But you're going to have to give them your fourth round pick, most likely based on the trade value chart, in order for this thing to make sense. So you'll get pick 93. You don't have a fourth round pick anymore, but you're picking at 40, 93, 95, 66. You're picking a lot, I guess, is kind of the spot where you're at in those first three rounds. Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to go that far? Are you willing to lose nine players worth of value for pick 93 and to give up your fourth?
Yeah. And so, like, somebody's, you know, mentioning other scenarios, you have the chart in front of you, but they said, trade a third and a seventh for a second. I don't believe the math is going to math. Seventh round picks are worth 1 point. So you're not
for a second round pick, they're saying?
I don't think it's going to be possible.
No, it would have to be.
It's not that you, the seventh round picks are basically not worth anything. They're worth one point. They're worth a point. That's it.
So, like, no one's just going to let you trade up to the, like,
where in the second round?
But you can't. The value doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
To do that, you'd have to trade this year's third and next year's third and a seventh. Then, you can start adding up the math a little bit. No one's just going to let you move up tougher, for a seventh unless you're trying to move up a spot, two spots. Then you can start using those sevenths as, like, some leverage. This is where the Chiefs going to have a hard time moving up. Fifths, fourths, sixth, those get used all the time to move up a spot or two. The Chiefs have a single pick in the fourth round. This is where I feel like trading down, this is actually a better year for a gold. I'm not saying it's not hard or that I'm like, hey, how come you didn't find anybody to trade down with? But it is a better year for them, I think, the way their draft is set up. By the way, I'd make that deal with New Orleans. I'm willing to go nine picks down. There's enough value in this draft and those picks. Forget picking at 31. Instead, I'll pick it, like I just mentioned to you, I'll pick at 40, then I'll pick at 63, then I'll pick at 66, then I'll pick at 93, then I'll pick at 95. I feel like I could just get starters. I'm throwing numbers at the problem at that point. I'd make that trade down nine if New Orleans called. I don't know that they will. I'm just saying I'd make it.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Is this the final one?
That is.
Pre-draft. We typically do McShay's look ahead, you know.
Draft sounder. We've been doing it for the last month or so. This time around, we're not looking for a mock draft. We're just going to do a mock draft real quick.
Let's go.
On the show, all three of us, quick three rounds, only the Chiefs picks. Don't worry, we're not going to go through 90-plus picks. That would take way too long. We'd spend the rest of the show doing that.
That'd be kind of tough.
So we all have it pulled up. We're going to use for reference PFF.com. We all got three rounds selected. We all have Chiefs at 31 selected. Yep. I'm hitting enter draft. It's going to start.
I'm also entering the draft.
Click start draft. No trades allowed, by the way. Start draft. And so we're going to let this skip ahead and let's see who our options are. We get to 31 for the first round. see who's available. Okay, for reference, Derek Harmon's already off the board on mine. All right. Shamar Stewart, all the way off the board. Marion Hampton, already off the board. Who is available? A bunch of guys we've talked about. I mean, I can take Walter Nolan available, Burton available, James Pierce Jr. available, Nick Scordon available, Josh Connerly Jr. available. For the sake of how I've said it, who I would take in this spot, I'm going to go James Pierce because that's who I would take in that spot.
Okay.
So I just selected James Pierce.
All right. So we'll talk second rounds here in a minute. Yep. I have my first round loaded up. Bleak, fellas.
Not good.
Bleak.
Dang.
Bleak. Harmon gone. Stewart gone. Grant. Burden. Eamon Worry. Nolan. Gone.
So who's left? Who's
my
left for you?
My available picks are Malachi. Then I can take a Malachi Starks, but James Pierce Jr.
Okay.
There he is.
Gray Zabel, who I've seen getting mocked a little bit more. He's been mocked to the Chiefs. Nick Scorton, Josh Connerly. It's like the tackles I don't like. It's not the defensive lineman I want. You're telling me I'm not allowed to trade back?
Nope.
This is a straight up trade back situation for me. I'm going to be honest with you. This is a straight up trade back for me. But I guess since you're high on him and I'm not anti him in this scenario, I guess I'm taking James Pierce
Jr.
It
is.
I'd be tempted by Gray Zabel. Because like I was reading more about him yesterday, and I am kind of intrigued by him as
a
prospect.
You're attempting to take a guard in the first round.
I think he might be a tackle. There's some people who think he might play tackle, but I'm not doing it. Right, that's why I'm not taking Connerly. I'm not taking those guys.
So you're locking in James Pierce. All right, Drew, who's available in yours?
Mine is just like yours. Gold Burden's available. Pierce is available.
None of those guys were available. Mine. I was getting screwed.
It's the easiest pick possible. Walter Nolan is the guy who I think would fit perfectly. Walter Nolan, I'm taking.
Jealous.
All right, we'll do this in reverse order now. I got to go first. So we'll start with you, Cody, or Drew, I guess, again. Round two now. Pick 31. Who's on the board? This is pick 63, right?
Okay. Pick 63. So Amar Norman Lott is still available. Just took a D tackle, though, so I'm not going to take him. Alik Iomanor from Stanford, big play wide receiver. He's available. Dylan Sampson is available. Jalen Royals, Jared Ivey, Andrew Makuba as well. A guy that was mocked recently, Azariah Thomas, is available at corner. Man, this is tough because I already took a D. I didn't take an edge. I took an interior defensive lineman. Those are the only guys that are available like that. I would trade back from this as well. I'm going to do Dylan Sampson.
All right, Dylan Sampson. So that's your pick. And we can send these out here on social so you can see them. So once again, they have put me in just the absolute bind on this draft. I pray it doesn't go this way. The four picks, or five picks before the Chiefs would select in my draft. Ursary, gone. Caleb Johnson, Dylan Sampson, and Quinshon Judkins are legitimately the players selected right before. They're like, hey, what if every player, Cody, you would possibly think could be of interest to you just got swiped right in front of you? Even the wide receivers I kind of like aren't available. So here are the guys available to me at this pick. Omar Norman Lott, same thing. I can go D-tackle, which I might. I might. Jalen Royals, which you had previously mentioned at corner. Outside of that, it's like I'm not reaching on R.J. Harvey. I'm not reaching on Restrepo or Damian Martinez, even guys I like. I'm not reaching on any of those players. So, like, I think I'm kind of down to either going D-tackle or going, like, Alfred Collins. So I'm either going Alfred Collins or Norman Lott is the higher thought of prospect, so I'll take him. I'll take Omar Norman Lott. I guess I'm going defensive line with my first two picks. That's what I'm doing.
So we're in a similar spot, though. So same thing. Norman Lott's available. Drew, like you, the
all my
wide receiver at Stanford's available. Demetrius Knight, Caleb Johnson. I would probably also look to trade back at pick 63 here. Sampson's not available for me. Otherwise, I would have taken him. He's not available for me on the board. Too early for a running back with the names that are left. This is one where I'm actually going off the board of what we've talked a little bit because I can't trade back. I'll go Elijah Arroyo, the tight end out of Miami, with pick 63.
I saw him too. Okay. Yeah, I was very tempted.
All right, so then we're up at...
Snake, it's your again. What do you got at 66?
Pick 66. Obviously, very similar names are still...
Yeah.
Are still on the board. This is where I'm going to go Alfred Collins, the defensive tackle. A-plus body type, you guys remember. Premium length. We'll go Alfred Collins at pick 66.
The Tennessee boys.
Texas.
Right. If I hadn't already gone defensive line, Alfred Collins is still available for me at 66. So, yeah, I guess I'd consider it. But, I'm looking at the running backs. R.J. Harvey's on here. He's a guy who I have on my list. He's a guy I have on my list if the Chiefs can select him in the 90s. I don't want him at 66. Mm. So I'll take Jalen Royals. I'll take the Utah State wide receiver.
Okay.
So
Drew?
I'm in a rock and hard place. I think this is trade back as well because nothing's really changed.
We are
from
stuck. I do not like my selections here. I feel like I'm getting screwed.
I would love to take Jack Sawyer at 95, but I don't know if he's going to be available. So do I take him early? Is it a bit of a reach? Edge rusher is the guy, is the range that I'm looking at. Also corner potentially there. So Azariah Thomas, Darian Porter from Iowa State, Jared Ivey. I think I'm going to take Darian Porter, corner from Iowa State, in this situation and hope that Jack Sawyer is available at 95.
Okay.
And for your final pick, your fourth, is that what
you... I'm on the final pick of the third round, pick 31, pick 95 overall. I don't know if it's my turn or not, but I'll just go real quick.
It's fine.
I'm going to go running back now. Now's where I'm going to go running back.
Yeah, we both waited too long. Same. There's
quite a few on the board. I'm going to go with the local product. I'm going to go DJ Giddens, pick 95 out of Kansas State.
This is really funny. I selected before because I didn't want to inform it. With the 95th pick overall, I also selected DJ Giddens. Okay. Of the fits remaining, I like his fit better than Devin Neal. I know people are kind of on the fence. RJ Harvey was gone. All the other running backs I liked were gone. I think he's the best fit remaining. PFF gave me a C-plus for it. But outside of that, I got an A for Pierce, an A-plus for Norman Lott, a B for Royals, and a C-plus. Overall, they gave me an A. But Pierce so Jr., Norman Lott, I went Tennessee, Jalen Royals, and then DJ Giddens.
Drew, who's your last pick? Then I'll go through the grade thing.
Edge rusher Ashton Jalot from Louisville. He played really well last year. Jack Sawyer, two picks before. I'm going to take Ashton Jalot. By the way, Bink is booing your pick, Gold, your last one. He said boo, Gold.
DJ Giddens? He doesn't like DJ Giddens? Cody, I had also DJ Giddens, too.
Boos both, I guess.
Yeah, he must be booing both of you.
So I went James Pierce, pick 31, A grade. Elijah Arroyo, tight end 63, B minus. At 66, I went Alfred Collins, the defensive lineman, got a B, and then Giddens a C+. They only gave me a B+ overall.
Drew, but I'm going to send you a screenshot of mine so you can send these out on social. You can let people choose who did the best out of our mock drafts. Give us the rundown of your four picks again.
So I went Walter Nolan, that's an A+. Dylan Sampson at 63, a B. Darren Carter, they graded as a C+ at 66. Ashton July, B+ at 95. Overall grade, an A for the Chiefs.
It's tough. I'll be honest.
You're booing me, huh?
People were talking about Luther Burden. Like every pick I went through, like the five or six names of guys that I'm interested in, 31, all gone. Then I got to pick 63. All five guys that I would have thought around that gone.
Yeah,
like all the running backs. Like Quinchon Judkins, I would have taken there. And he got taken the pick before, Drew, based on the mock that I was stuck with. I didn't have a lot of options. I had to go down to the late third round pick. Unless I was going to take RJ Harvey, who I do like.
Based on how mine went, I think I would go a little bit differently. I would have picked, I know Nolan would have been tough to sacrifice, but in terms of positional value and what I think the Chiefs could do or should do, I'd have gone Nick Scorton, edge, then Omar Norman Lott, interior, and then go running back in the third rather than taking Sampson at
I didn't love taking tight end at 63. I just, without being able to trade back, I wasn't going to take a running back. I didn't want Caleb Johnson, the running back at Iowa, with my second pick.
Someone texted in, Cody has the hot dog derby of drafts.
Like my hot dog derby or just a normal hot dog derby?
Damn.
It feels like you're calling it a train wreck if it's my personal performance in hot dog derbies, which, as you know, have gone poorly.
There you go. All right, we'll get that out on Twitter. We just texted that to you, Drew, as well.
I will post it here shortly.
All right, let's get to the trash of the day. All right, here we go. This one takes us to Orkin, as in the pest control company.
Oh, okay.
They came out with a list of the most termite-infested cities. Now, you own it. You're the only one on the show that owns a home.
I do own a home.
Have you had to deal with any like termite treatments yet at the home?
Not at the moment. I did have a termite inspection before I purchased my home.
Sure.
You know, just to make sure that there weren't problems. But no, I have not had termite issues to date. Although I do have a lot of decks. So I am ripe for termite problems, you know? I got 78 decks. So if you run a decking company and you'd like me to endorse you, let's talk. I'd love a one of those like WeatherTech systems, you know, where you get the like not real wood, but instead the like.
Yeah, those are what they put in new homes now.
Hell yeah. I'd love that.
All right. Number one city, most termites, Miami. Care to guess number two, three, or four? Termites, and then I'll tell you where Kansas City is.
I'm thinking like water.
At.
Seattle?
Nope.
I was thinking like Pacific Northwest was my first. Maybe it's dry. California?
Well, city.
Sorry. LA?
Yeah, LA's too.
Okay, nice. New York?
Nope.
I was thinking big bugs.
Three is Tampa.
Okay.
Four is the nation's capital.
Okay.
Kansas City, Missouri was 42nd. 42nd most termite infested city.
So I got to be worried about termites, you're saying. Out of how many total cities? 41 doesn't seem all that bad. That seems very middle of the road.
I don't know how many. I mean, out of every city, right? However many cities there are in the country, right?
Still in the top 50 then, so a little bit of a dangerous spot in there. We've talked about your height and other things. What's your bug fear? What's your concern? Like, you see a spider, yeah. Do you have any reservations about approaching it first?
I definitely don't like seeing the spiders. I'm definitely the person that's grabbing a shoe.
You don't try to like usher it outside.
No, I'm grabbing the shoe or Windex to slow it down. Cause some of these spiders are fast. So if I have to spray a little Windex to slow it down, then I'll do it. I'll do it if I have
to. Spray it with Windex to slow it down?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I sometimes will we get bees, right? And bees are important, as Ned Yost has pointed out. So we might get like a bee here or there, and we'll in the screen porch, and I'll just like get a cup and a piece of paper, and I'll just like usher them back out into the world. Go be free, bees. Right, yeah, now we got bees because they like the wisteria. It's all like in bloom. Mm. There are like 15 bumblebees that are just like buzzing around the front of my deck right now.
Well, I told you about the wasp problem a couple years ago, the wasp nest on the patio. So that was an issue. But yeah, if you're telling me if it's 2 a.m, you got up to go to the bathroom, let's say it's 2 a.m, you go to the bathroom and there's a pretty good sized spider on the wall. You're at 2 a.m, going to usher that spider out? No, we're done. The spider's dead. It's over.
Yeah, man,
you're going outside at 2 a.m. to let the spider out of your house so it can come back in your house the next day?
Spiders, they get on the guillotine a little bit more because my wife hates them. And so, like, I don't always have the time she's in a panic, so I got to, like, do something about it.
But in Kansas, we get these, you know, brown recluse.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think all that hard about it. They're just spiders. I just move them, you know? It is what it is. Bugs don't bother me that much. I'm sure it matters depending on the kids. Both my kids, because my wife hates them so much, both my kids don't like them very much either.
Someone says, fun fact, I live in L.A., had to get apartment fumigated last month. Got robbed by organized crime ring wearing gas masks during it. Wait, what? Like from the company that you had come out to fumigate, or just you?
Or they throwing tear gas into your house? Like what? Are you a part of the mafia? What the hell happened here?
Well, you explain that, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna need more explanation on exactly what's taking place here.
Huh.
Somebody said I was sleeping in a tent at camp once and a daddy long leg crawled on my face. Yeah, if a bug hit my face, we're probably having a proper freak out. Outside of that, I don't really have much of an issue, you know?
Huh.
They broke in but didn't take anything, crowbarred the door open, just went through our stuff and didn't take anything. Totally ransacked the neighbors. You guys have never been like your house is broken into. You never had an apartment broken into?
No.
Gold?
No.
Drew, you ever had an apartment broken into? I had my house broken into just the one time.
But normally you don't have to break in. You've told us you just leave your doors unlocked.
I'm better about that now.
Yeah, you have to be.
I wish I had left it unlocked. They did so much damage to the door jam. It was a huge pain in the ass to fix.
Yeah. That is the trash of the day.
They're going
to
rob me. Might as well make it, you know, so I don't have to break my stuff.
All right. If you guys didn't hear it, the mocks are posted. So you can go to our page on Twitter and you can grade whoever you think is best.
@TheFan965. Up next, we'll talk some more draft. The dream first round, some of the other rumors that are out there, and then we'll hand things off to Vern for his On Deck show right here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
96.5 The Fan.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Reminder coming up in 25 minutes. We hand things off to Vern for his On Deck show as the Royals have two today. A doubleheader out at Kauffman Stadium as they will wrap up the series against the Rockies. A chance to get two wins in one day right here on 96.5 The Fan. Let's talk some Chiefs football as we continue to talk draft throughout the show today. We just went through our first and only mock draft that we do on Cody and Gold.
Yeah, we don't we give you lots of other people's mock drafts, but we only do. Do we not have a single? Nobody took a single offensive lineman?
Nope.
Not a single one of us took a tackle? Damn.
First
I didn't like the picks. Yeah, Ursary some of it was gone. Simmons was gone. I could have taken Connerly.
Ursary was there for me with my first second round pick if I wanted.
Mine wasn't.
No, he was not. I'd have to remember going back. Remember, we couldn't trade either, but I can't remember the exact scenario. But those are up on social media as well. We'll get to some of our favorite bets for the draft. Draft night is I wouldn't say tonight's the best night. The draft as a whole is a very good event to bet on because the books don't have the same edge and the data that normally you would have for a given game where the Chiefs are a 7-point favorite. They've got data and everything. The draft, it's a lot of predicting. It's a lot of buying the rumors and selling the rumors, etc. So there's an opportunity. They don't have the same edge. It's why a lot of books are kind of nervous about putting up draft props. But a lot of these have settled in by the time we get to tonight, though. So we'll go over a couple that we actually like. But the dream first round, take the mock drafts out of it for a second. But I still think if you could totally convince me, the dream, though, is if Josh Simmons somehow is just sitting there at 31. I don't think anybody believes that's going to happen. But if you're asking for the dream as far as the Chiefs, they don't have to trade up. They don't have to do nothing. And Josh Simmons is just there at 31. I just don't know
if
that's realistic.
Or one of the like two or three defensive linemen we would all really like. Derek Harmon, Walter Nolan. Like in that category for different players, or you've mentioned Pierce.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think that or trade down. I think there's a dream first round in which we do get the three quarterbacks. We do get the three running backs. You know, the guys who have been talked about, like Tet McMillan and these other wide receivers, don't fall. And so you get three or four wide receivers in the first round. And when you're sitting at 31, that's the team that goes to get the third quarterback. And you can get yourself down a few picks and trade out. Dream scenario for me is either those guys are available, the handful of guys we've all personally stated we would like with no need to trade up, or the ability to trade back because somebody actually still wants that quarterback. The only way I think the quarterback thing happens is if Sanders falls way down at this point. Does anybody think Jackson Dart's going to be available at 31? I don't. I think three quarterbacks are going in the first. I don't think Dart's going to be available at 31. I think you trade up before you got to that point. You trade up with Minnesota. You trade up with the Rams. I don't think you'd risk 31 in order to get that spot.
Yeah, I think three go. I don't know if it might take until one of the last two picks, but I think three quarterbacks go in the draft. But for the Chiefs, I think the biggest, like, just, man, I can't believe this happened, that this is perfect, is if they just don't even have to trade and Simmons is there. I just don't know if that's all that realistic. As far as the rest of the draft for other teams and everything, I mean, we were talking with Carrington about this before the show started. Like, the top 10, really intrigued by what happens with some of those picks 10 through 20, unless you're waiting to see a quarterback go. Like, I don't know about you guys. It doesn't feel like there's, maybe it'll be chaotic tonight. It doesn't feel as exciting pick 10 to 20 as maybe it did a year ago on paper.
No, it doesn't. And this is just, I think part of this is the draft's messy this year. Normally it's like the first 15 or 20 picks gold or stars or like bona fide starters right away. And then we can kind of get into the like, ooh, second tier exciting guys. I don't know that there's a fundamental difference between who I'm picking at 11 and who I'm picking at 31. So the guessing game is harder. Like, we'll talk about some of the picks that we like here in just a minute, Gold, but Walter Nolan is a name that Drew has mentioned. He really likes, a lot of Chiefs fans mentioned. I kind of like him to go in the top 10. I'm not even sure he's going to be available at 31. And then there's these other players that, like, I've gotten in my head would be good at 31. And it's like, they might be at 51. And so, like, I'm really stuck between, it's hard to get up for just regular starters. Running back, I will say, is the one position that I am very excited to see who they take. Like, genuinely curious, very excited.
Yeah, but that might be tomorrow.
Lots of good choices, but that's probably not tonight. Yeah, unless they take Travion Henderson because they made a call. That would certainly be exciting to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, it'd be
whether
exciting.
Or not that'd be a good decision.
Make me a little nervous, but it would be exciting. It certainly would make training camp way more interesting, heading up there, knowing that their first-round pick was a skill position player. But, man, I just, whether it's watching the Super Bowl, seeing how teams are obviously being built, and also noticing what guys are under contract for the Chiefs beyond this year, I just think they need to go defensive line. I really believe that. Chris Jones is getting a little older. Carl Loftus doesn't have a deal yet. Amini, who's on a one-year deal. Felix hasn't shown anything to this point, even if there was some improvement this past year. They showed enough to count on him, that's for sure. Mike Dan has been a really nice player, but he's probably not here in 2 years. So I think you need to start stockpiling that defensive line again with some depth, interior and on the edge. And so I mean, based off what we just did in our mock draft as well, obviously we all kind of agree they need defensive line help, which is why if we go
in, number one need, in my opinion,
we get into, you know, some of our favorite bets even for the draft tonight. One of them is still, like, just from a value play, like, I'm not gonna be stunned if they take an offensive lineman. We've discussed this, but one of my favorite bets that I kind of like, worth the sprinkle on, the Chiefs first position drafted. It doesn't have to be at 31. It can mean they trade up. It can mean we have to wait till Friday for it to happen.
First player they take.
Offensive lineman is minus 200. Defensive lineman, which includes edge, obviously, is plus 230. So my favorite bet is actually Chiefs first position drafted defensive line and edge, plus 230. I mean,
I love that bet. I'm not to agree, but we've talked about this. It makes no sense to me that I'm getting that much better odds on a defensive player.
They might take an offensive lineman. That's fine, but, like, you're not betting minus 230 anymore. So this is more of a value play, but also I think it's undervalued at this point. I think a lot of people outside of Kansas City just automatically assume they have to draft offensive line. We've gone through the scenarios in which it makes sense. Connerly or Simmons, they're at 31 or trade up. Defensive line seems like the players that they might like are way more likely to be there than in other positions. And then you can go further down the board. I don't think, like, wide receiver is like 20 to 1 or something. I just don't think they're going to
do
it. But if you believe they're taking Burton or something at 31, you can get 20 to 1 odds on that.
If I'm doing that, I'd be more in the, like, running back, safety. Like, if I'm going off board, I'd love him to take Burton, but it just feels like such a big risk. There's two that I like. One is that I told you, I can get 5-1 for Walter Nolan to go in the top 10. And for a draft that I don't think we know anything after pick 5, and if Mason Graham goes in the top 5, Nolan's going to become very tempting for teams very early on. And I feel like there's one player that we've been talking about in the 20s who's going in the top 10. I'll take the chance that it's the big defensive lineman and say that. So I like him. It's 5-1. It's a long shot for a reason. Yeah. And then I also like Luther Burden to go in the first at plus 190. I can't for the life of me convince myself that 32 teams will talk themselves out of Luther Burden being, like, he is, by physicality, he's essentially everything you'd want at a wide receiver. He's tall and fast and jumps really high and has long arms and was productive in college. And I'm like, I can't convince myself that 32 teams don't think he's a first round pick. Maybe 20 do, but somebody does. So I like him at plus 190 in the first.
So two that I like, Teteroa McMillan.
I can't figure him out.
He's been all over the place, whether it be top five or even all the way slipping into the teens. He's plus 290 to go top 10. I think, you know, the Panthers might try to get Bryce Young some help. Could the Jaguars do something? Drake May. I know that the Patriots have been in line for the offensive lineman or maybe Jinty, but maybe they get a wide receiver to help out Drake May. Again, plus 290 to go top 10. And then the Commanders to draft a defensive lineman in any way, shape, or form, DE, tackle, or edge rusher is plus 170.
Same thing as it's the same scenario as the Chiefs.
To get plus money, it just makes too much sense to draft it because of their need is specifically defensive line in some way, shape, or form, Gold.
Yeah, that one's very similar to kind of the logic we were using on the Chiefs one. The only other two that I like, I've told you guys earlier in the week, one that's intriguing, worth a flyer, over 2.5 running backs. We know two are for sure going, right? Hampton and Jenty.
I believe so, yeah.
I could see some team late. Maybe it's the Chiefs. Hopefully not. But maybe it's the Chiefs taking a running back. All of a sudden, there's three. And then James Pierce, we've talked a ton about him, but to be a first-round pick, he's minus 195. At any, whether it's 31, 32, it doesn't matter. But just to be a first-round pick, those are three bets that I got a little sprinkle on tonight when we're watching the draft up at the landing. Got to make those bets before you get to the landing on the Missouri side there.
Somebody over on Twitch, Why Not, says they've got Will Johnson going in the top 10 at plus 1,400. Will Johnson going to go in the top 10?
He might.
14-1.
I mean, 14-1, I kind of like it for that.
I do think, though,
he also has been anywhere from like 7 or 8 to the teens.
I do think maybe,
but
not.
Being 14-1, I kind of like it, you know?
Maybe not top 10, but Ian Rapoport was alluding to this, and it's that there are going, it happens every year, but maybe more than ever this year. There's going to be names that go, let's say, pick 23, pick 28, hell, 31. That were like, well, everybody said he was a second rounder. What are they doing? He was a second rounder. There's going to be names that get drafted in the second round. They're like, oh my gosh, what a steal. We all thought he was a first round pick. And it's just funny how draft narratives have been set based off of the draft experts and everything like that, where somebody that gets picked at 29 that a lot of mocks had as pick 53, it doesn't automatically mean it was a terrible reach, but that's how it will be presented, right?
Yeah.
But we're only basing that off of what? What Todd McShay said?
What you saw on
Pete Schrager's mock said? Yeah,
pretty much.
It's just kind of interesting how that happens.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with that. And we go back to Kingsley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kingsley obviously wasn't a first round talent. Nobody in the league thought that because he went in the late 60s. So, like, in retrospect, it seemed like a steal at the time for where he went. But the league did not value him in that way. And so the way I view it is the same as you, right? And that's the case. By the way, I thought Burton was 6 foot. He's only 5'11". Yeah, fine. Tall enough. He's not 5'8". I thought he was 6 foot tall. Was that what he was listed at Missouri? Probably listed at 6'2" at Missouri.
Probably.
That's probably what it is. I don't think I looked at his combine. He's like 5'11" and whatever. The point is, he possesses pretty
Missouri
much
listed him
everything.
Missouri doesn't matter. They listed him at 5'11", but it doesn't matter.
Significant talent.
Oh, actually, you know what? Updated 6 foot. They gave him 6 foot. They gave him 6 foot at Missouri's website.
That's the same height as Jamar Chase.
They gave him 6 foot on
Isn't
the Missouri
Jamar Chase
Tigers
like 6 foot
page.
Tall?
Ish, yeah.
Yeah. So same height as Jamar Chase. We don't think of Jamar Chase being short. He's not 5'7", I guess, is the point.
I hear you.
Like, he possesses.
He's not tiny. He's not Tyler Lockett.
Like, if you looked up, I'm not even kidding. If you looked up side by side Jamar Chase's combine stuff, it's the same stuff. Same height, same speed.
At the combine,
same, you know what I'm saying? Like, they are the same physical player.
At the combine, Luther Burden measured at 6 foot. So, not 5'11". He's 6 foot.
The average height of an adult male in the U.S. is like 5'8", right? I mean, he's practically a giant.
Oh, we're talking about professional athletes. I'm talking about a wide receiver in the NFL.
I have a position where there's guys who are 6'5 and 6'4.
I know. Yeah. Look, yeah, I never was. I guess I didn't. I say tall at wide receiver, I'm not thinking 6'5".
Well, and to your point still remains the same, Cody, is regardless of how tall Luther Burden is, he's able to high point of football, make electric plays. You know, he's got speed, he's got quickness, he's got everything that you want in a wide receiver, essentially. He is a lot like Rashee Rice, though, which I think is where, does he actually fit, you know, that question mark?
Where do you think he's going? Do you guys think he's going in the first round tonight?
I think he's going 12th.
12th? I think he's going in the first round.
Sorry, who?
Luther Burden.
Cowboys at 12.
Boy,
put him up with CeeDee Lamb.
Wild card.
Yee.
I thought they might take Tet. I mean, I kind of like them to take Tet McMillan.
If he goes 12th, it goes back to what people thought he was going to be preseason. Like, if we did this exercise in September, everybody thought he was a top 10 pick.
I'm like Matt Miller. I think he could be the best wide receiver in the class.
Yeah, before the season started, people believed he was going to be a top 10 pick. Then you got to October, November, production wasn't there for a variety of reasons. Quarterback wasn't good. Quarterback got hurt.
That too.
As well. And then suddenly everybody's been like, well, now he's not.
It was mainly that.
Maybe now he's not a first rounder. So it is kind of weird how that shifted. But most people 6 months ago thought he was a first round talent. Kind of similar. I mean, James Pierce Jr. A lot of people thought the guy might have been a top five, top 10 pick back in September. And now we're talking about him being on the board maybe at 31.
Same with Joshua Simmons.
If that's actually the case.
Wow. Pre-injury, Joshua Simmons. Like, this goes all back to the thing.
An injury. Yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah. But it's also just like, I'm trying to get excited for this draft. Because part of me is like not excited for this draft because it doesn't feel like it's got a lot of exciting players. But the unknown part of it's going to get the juices flowing a little bit. The first guy who goes at 11, then I'm like, him or who? Because you and I just admitted our now bias on who is and isn't worthy in this spot is based on what seems to me to be even a higher rate than normal homogeny amongst the mocks. Yeah. Everyone seems to have the same range consensus for all of these players. And you and I both know that that is sure as hell not how it's working internally with these teams. So there's going to be a couple of names there in that 10 to 15 range that you're like, what? Like you said, burden to the Cowboys. And you're like, I didn't realize he was going to go that high.
Mock draft database does a consensus, right? They put together 190, they compile 190 big boards, 1400 first round mock drafts, and they do the consensus. So here's where, if we're just doing the narrative stuff off of everybody, the narrative of where people think everybody's going. Cam Ward, number one, no surprise, obviously. Travis Hunter, two. Abdul Carter, three, to the Giants. Will Campbell to the Patriots. Mason Graham to the Jags. Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders at six. Mimbu, the tackle out of Mizzou, to the Jets at seven. Jalen Walker, eight. Tyler Warren, nine. Shador, they still have the consensus mock, still have him going 10. This has him going to the Saints projection nine, but they list him consensus 10.
Sure.
Tet McMillan, 11. But they have the projection going to the Cowboys at 12, if that makes sense.
Calvin, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Then further down, we skip a little bit further
Skip
further down. Burden, they do not have going in the first round consensus. Consensus for Burden is pick 36. For the Chiefs, the consensus for Pierce.
That's how you're getting plus money on it.
Consensus for Pierce is 31, but they project he goes 29, and they have the Josh Connerly Jr. as the overall projection at 31 to the Chiefs.
Well, what is Burden to go in the first round? Then.
That's what Cody was talking about. Plus 190.
That's the bet I like. Plus 190
is the odds.
Mm-hmm. I can get 2-1 on Burden. And like, it just takes one. That's my whole point. He has the same. I just looked it up. He has borderline identical measurables and combine statistics to Jamar Chase. There's not one team. There's not one. And I'm not saying he's Jamar Chase. I'm not predicting that that's his career. But like, there's not one team that's going to look at those measurables and say, yeah, okay. Yeah.
At one point, he was thought of as a top five player. So yeah,
All I need is one team to like him at 27. I don't, I guess part of that is I should look at this. The draft order right now, remind me, let me pull this up. You don't need to look it up. That's like me asking, like when people are like asking me for something that I can just easily Google.
The Houston Texans at 25, I think I saw a burden going to them.
I think the Texans are going to go offensive line. Their offensive line was so abysmal.
So let's look after 20. This is where I think burden would go. Teams who could use a wide receiver. Denver could use a wide receiver. Pittsburgh, because I think they might trade Pickens, could use a wide receiver. Chargers could absolutely use a wide receiver. I'm not saying they'll take one.
With Luther Burden.
Packers, maybe not. They might stick with what they got. The Vikings absolutely don't. Houston could use it, but again, I'm with you. I don't think that that's on their board. Rams absolutely don't need one. Baltimore kind of always needs one in perpetuity, but I don't think they'll be in that range. Unless Detroit trades Jameson Williams, I don't think they'll be in that range. Washington, kind of a wild card there. Buffalo still very much needs one. Kansas City still very much needs one. So, like, of the final 10 picks in the first round, I can make an argument for wide receiver for half. And so let's say even reduce it to that like only a couple of them might actually take one. Hmm. I just need one to like Luther Burden. That doesn't seem crazy to me.
If Burden falls out of the first round, could Tennessee with their second pick?
Yeah.
All of a sudden they have Cam Ward. Give him a weapon to throw the ball to in Luther Burden at that point.
They've still got Tajay Spears at running back who's solid.
I also think that they would make sense in the, like we said, the running back game. Like the let's go get our, you know, like.
But see, to me, Tennessee can get a running back in the third. Well, they don't have a third round pick. I take that back. The Chiefs have their third round pick, but but they can.
They might take a running back with Tennessee's pick in the third round.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, exactly. And they might take a running back out of Tennessee. That'd be nice.
So from the 7-5, no way Jentie gets past New England at four. Jags at five. Are we sure that that's Vrabel. Just
my only argument that is the Derek Henry one I made yesterday.
I will say the latest number on Jentie over under 6.5, -6.5 as far as slot. Is -600 now. Like everybody thinks he's going six or better. Six or better is the thought.
I think he's going to the Raiders.
At six.
Are we sure that he actually is going to? Because I think New England could go in three different directions. They could go Jentie. They could go Will Campbell. They could go Tet McMillan at four.
Yeah.
The Jags could go Tet McMillan. They could go Jentie. They also could go Mason Graham. Like
well, we're about to find out if Pete Carroll was just trying to be funny at his press conference when he leaned into his GM and was like, "Be careful, we're talking about Jentie. Be careful." We're going to find out if he's on the board at six and they don't draft him. Means for whatever reason, they were just
that'd
full.
That'd be kind of wild.
Actually,
I
think he's a great fit with the Raiders and they should be in win now mode. I don't actually think the Raiders are taking him. So
that offense to me,
I don't think he's, I don't think Jentie's fallen to like 10. I would be very, now maybe the Raiders, don't,
I think that's
maybe
the
Raiders don't like him.
Fall.
Maybe they're full of it and they don't like him and somebody wants to trade up to the Raiders spot to get him, I guess. I mean, the Jets at seven are not taking Jentie. That would
Panthers,
make any.
Panthers, maybe.
They just drafted Jonathan Brooks last year.
Yeah. Saints.
Yeah,
they
but
have
like, where did they take him? Not in the first, right?
He's a third. Top. Wasn't he a second round pick? Or no?
I think he might have been second.
Jonathan Brooks. And they also gave, what's his name, a contract extension. The other running back there in Carolina.
Chuba Hubbard?
Yeah, they just gave him a deal. I don't know why they would draft a running back.
I mean, if you think of the Raiders, too, you have Jacoby Myers, Brock Bowers.
Second round pick, by the way.
Okay. Geno. Ashton Jentie. I mean, that offense is, it's not like electric, but it's pretty nice.
I just think solid.
Jentie with Brock Bowers and Geno Smith, you can at least talk yourself into that offense being improved.
Yeah, my whole thing with the Raiders is like, if you're not in win now mode, then why did you trade for Geno Smith? Why did you hire an 80-year-old coach? Like, if you're not in win now mode now, you might as well just like
trying to bring some respectability. Pete Carroll raising the floor from being dog.
Yeah, but
you
I think Jentie is like a raise the floor guy. You're immediately a viable offense if you've got Geno Smith and Ashton Jentie and Pete Carroll. Like you're viable. And Brock Bowers, you're viable. Like you can compete.
The Raiders are always that. Aren't the Raiders always that team though? That like when they drafted a Farrell from Clemson, it's like. They picked him too high. It just feels like the Raiders are a team that just pick guys too high for whatever reason. And maybe they obviously like them more than others, but it feels like they're that team that does that.
Yeah. There's also like there's always a team when they're on the clock. The Raiders are probably one of them where you're just like, man, what crazy thing's gonna happen? The Cowboys is always the one where everybody pays attention. Yeah. He's like, all right, how's Jerry Jones gonna screw this thing up? Who is he just going to fall in love with from an athleticism standpoint and
like
nothing
said,
else?
He's been fielding calls or been trying to.
Somehow he'll trade up to six and it'll be them that takes Ashton Jentie at six.
That would be interesting.
Well, Dak, certainly wouldn't be Jentie, a boring team. CD.
And they desperately need a running back in the worst way.
Yeah, they haven't had a good running game in 2-3 years.
They thought they were going to hand it over to Tony Pollard after Elliott and they went back to Elliott
released.
Instead. It was so bad. Yeah. It just didn't work.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Hope to see you at the Landing in Liberty. We'll all be hanging out there this evening watching round one of the NFL draft. The Royals have two today, a single mission doubleheader.
Let's
win both. That's right. Vern's got his on-deck show. He's taking over next right here on 96.5.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm the fan.